Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
A lot of weddings are being canceled, but Governor Cuomo in New York did say this.
What are we doing about marriage bureaus?
We are today signing an executive order allowing people to get their marriage licenses remotely and also allowing clerks to perform ceremonies over video.
Video marriage ceremonies. There's now no excuse when the question comes up for marriage. You can do it by Zoom. It's yes or no.
He's so proud of himself. But maybe that Zoom wedding wasn't what you dreamed of. And that's why so many people are upset. It's Hannah and Raven. What are you going to do?
I've got a couple or two that they actually rescheduled. And it looks like their rescheduled date will get canceled as well. Can you imagine?
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. We want to know what bad thing happened at your wedding just to make these people feel better. Like sometimes it's not all rosy.
That's true.
Yeah.
We purchased over 450 cupcakes for my wedding when cupcakes were just becoming really the thing.
Yep.
So we paid a premium for these cupcakes. Guess what? We left with six trays.
Nobody six wanted the cupcakes. Trays of,
they all forgot. I mean, to their credit, they danced and they drank and then they didn't really need them and then they forgot. And then we were leaving for a honeymoon, what, 8 hours later, something like that after that? I mean, we only ate two trays and then we were sick.
Yeah. There are only so many cupcakes you can eat.
Right.
I was trying to think about it. I was like, what went wrong at my wedding? I lost my veil. That stunk, you
okay,
know,
right.
That, you know, that's one of those things where like, I was like, oh, I wish I had my veil, but nobody knows where it went. It just mysteriously disappeared at
right.
some point.
You got a friend of me who kept it, maybe?
No, I just don't know. But it's so weird. It's like out of all the things to lose, how do you lose your veil? Shouldn't it have been on my head? Like what happened to my veil?
It's probably tucked in the fold of something else, right?
And then I asked on Facebook and there were hundreds of hilarious messages of what happened. And we'll get to those coming up in a few minutes. But a lot of times the weather is an issue. Snowstorms where half the guests can't make it there.
Sure.
I got married in March and I remember my father was so livid about me choosing that date because he's like, there's people flying from Italy, from all over the world.
Anything could happen.
And right, you're going to have a snowstorm. And the day before my wedding, it was 6 inches of snow. But it was like a warm day. On the day of my wedding, it all melted and everybody was able to make it. But there's so many people that had snowstorms on their wedding mm-hmm. that ended up half the people showed up. And that stinks.
You remember that ice storm we had on Halloween like a few years ago?
Yes.
Well, we had a wedding at Lighthouse Point Park. I was at a wedding where they have like that carousel there.
Yep.
And it was absolutely frigid. Mm-hmm. Absolutely frigid. And people still showed up, though.
Yeah, another big thing is, which limos. How many limos have been in accidents or the limo driver didn't show up on time or the limo driver didn't come at all? There's like 17 messages. My big problem was that we had a bridesmaid's limo and we had a groomsman's limo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget it. The groomsman had so much alcohol stocked in their limo.
Yeah.
And we opened our limo. We went in and all there was one bottle of Prosecco.
What?
So I said to the guy after the wedding, I go, why wasn't there any alcohol? And I kid you not, he looked at me, he goes, well, usually the girls don't want to drink. What? I mean, what kind of nonsense
That's
is
a big
that?
Assumption there, my friend. Big assumption.
1-800-330-9999. What went wrong at your wedding? Maybe it wasn't your dream to have a Zoom wedding. That wasn't the plan. It wasn't the original plan.
What? You don't think so?
No. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. What is that awful thing that happened to your wedding? Obviously, our heart goes out to everybody that had a wedding plan. It has to be rescheduled, postponed.
Or if you're doing the micro wedding thing now, where there's like eight of you and you all stand across the lawn from each other.
Yeah, or they do the drive-by weddings. Right. They like yell and say congratulations to the couple as you fly by at a steady 25 miles per hour. So we decided we should talk about, you know, even though for most people you didn't get married during a pandemic,
right?
There's still awful things that happen at weddings.
Sure,
it's not
sure.
always happiness, right?
We left 6 trays of cupcakes in the back of my vehicle for 12 hours at the hotel parking lot. Then we got on a plane 6 hours later after trying to eat 2 trays of them. By the way, they were like $5 a piece.
I don't know what happened to my veil. Just disappeared.
Gone.
See you
later.
My romantic car ride back to the hotel, I had scheduled like a special, like one of those Rolls Royce things to bring us back.
Oh, nice.
Except 2 of our friends were so drunk they had to come with us in the Rolls Royce.
Good.
That was a waste of money.
Right.
Just like Gabby, like, guys,
smelling
are we almost
like
there?
Vomit.
Are we almost there, guys?
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Pull over. What? Come on. Where was your ride?
Right.
We asked on our Facebook page, what awful thing happened at your wedding? Kathy wrote, the florist thought it was the day after. So when my husband showed up at the church, they realized that there were no flowers there or at the hall.
Oh, my gosh.
Why did you spend all that money and then you show up and they're not there? You put a lot of faith in people to make those things happen.
It's absolutely true.
Jenny wrote, my mom started to choke and my uncle had to give her the Heimlich maneuver. I was at a wedding. 2 weddings, actually, where ambulances had to come because something like this happened.
I saw a father of the bride fall on the floor, hit his head due to his high blood pressure medication and many, many, many Tito's vodkas.
Good.
Right.
No. Right.
Yeah, he left in that car.
Yep. Joanne wrote, my cousin's dad passed away about a month before my wedding, and at my wedding, she decided to do a tribute to her dad. I was so mad and embarrassed. Toasts in general are rolling the dice. When you have somebody, you give somebody a microphone at your wedding in front of the people that mean the most to you, you are really rolling those dice.
Control the order of performers. That is the thing I have seen over and over and over again.
Elizabeth wrote, my husband's grandmother got extremely ill, threw up everywhere. My mother-in-law decided to open my cards while I was taking money out of them for our honeymoon.
What?
She just started opening all my gifts. That stinks. I had my
mom,
uncle.
Mind your business. Right. And grandma, if you're going to throw up, go home.
Go in the bathroom at least.
I mean, come on, grandma.
And Suzanne wrote, the church burned down the week before our wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine?
Okay, you win.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What happened at your wedding?
It was a really rainy day. My now wife decided to postpone everything for an hour, hoping for a break in the rain. Of course, on my luck, break never came, and we basically lost an hour of our wedding. The venue wouldn't extend the party that night, and believe it or not, the priest at the church actually gave me attitude as well, which was off-putting and surprising, and they basically, long story short, they rushed us out as soon as we cut the cake.
Time is money, Anna Zapp. Venues don't give you free hours because it rains outside, right?
Right.
It doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, but did you even consult with anybody before you just postponed everything an hour, or you were just like, all right, guys, priest got nothing better to do today.
I mean, I don't know if you ever tried to negotiate with a wife on her wedding day, but
I get it.
Stayed out of it.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was that awful thing that happened on your wedding day?
Oh, my God. You guys would not believe this. My DJ was drunk. It was horrible. Like, we had told him before the wedding, like, no rap music. My family's not into it. They're a little bit conservative. He starts playing rap music. My husband goes up and is like, hey, no rap. And he's like, no, I got this. I know how to throw a party. He was, like, belligerent, slurring his words, hitting on the women that were there. I mean, it was terrible.
So how much did you tip him? Just curious.
Yeah, no, there was no tip involved.